Definitely some June rain on this Friday.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me.
Yeah, it's going to do more than tap later tonight when we get another wave coming in. 10 after 8 right now, and weekend entertainment news from Dean Richards. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. Was that Johnny Rivers?
That was.
Johnny Rivers, if I remember right.
And yes, you can spin the tunes, too.
I used to win all kinds of bar bets like that back in the day. Trivia, name this artist.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's this useless information stuck in the brains of people like you and me.
Former DJs, right?
It's not really a talent you can use to be able to tell people it's 15 seconds till the vocal starts and it ends with a fade out at 2 minutes and 44 seconds. I mean, I do regale the neighbors at parties, though.
Right. That's a good way to break up a party.
Yeah, that's happened, too. We have some celebrity lawsuits to report on today. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, we do. They keep happening over and over and over again. And the celebrity lawsuit that I'm going to tell you about as I search for it. You can't even tell that I'm searching. that's the beautiful thing right now. You can't even tell that I'm searching because I had it up on the computer and I don't now. Oh, but let me tell you about Elton John's ex-wife while I'm searching.
Well, that's a lawsuit, isn't it?
That is one of my lawsuits. I actually found the stories. Elton John was married back in the early 1980s, from 1983 to 1988, to a woman named Renee Ballou. And they divorced in 1988. Elton John saying he realized that his orientation was different. That he was gay and that he should not have been in a marriage to a woman. And he regretted, has said since then that he regretted that he hurt somebody who he loved and who loved him unconditionally. And it was, at the time, a fairly amicable divorce. But yesterday, Renee Ballou launched legal action against Elton John in London's High Court. The details of the lawsuit are not clear. They normally keep these kinds of cases there private to prevent the publication of personal matters. That would be a nice thing to do if we also had that in the United States. So we don't know what the nature of the lawsuit is, but we do know that Elton John's ex-wife is suing him.
And Justin Bieber has also filed a suit. What's this about?
This is, you know, we told you about this lawsuit that we told you about accusations that were made toward Justin Bieber, alleging sexual assault of a girl who then was 17 years old. She claims that Bieber took advantage of her. Bieber denied it. Bieber tweeted out receipts showing that he wasn't even in the same place in which the accusations are alleged, and said that he was going to put forth some legal action about that. And yesterday he did file a $20 million defamation of character suit against the accuser for what he calls the malicious claims. Two different lawsuits, $10 million apiece. We'll see where that one winds up. He says that he's got indisputable evidence that the accusations are outrageous, fabricated lies.
Bill Cosby's been in the news again lately, and now we have something from his wife creating a little controversy. What did she say?
Yeah, Camille Cosby has been outspoken in many ways since her husband's imprisonment. Yesterday, she gave her first major interview in a very long time, telling ABC News that she's very pleased that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has agreed to hear her husband's appeal. But she said that part of the problem with her husband being in jail is that the Me Too movement is racist. She says that there is kind of a systemic nature that that white women feel threatened by African-American men and will accuse them of sexual aggression even if nothing has happened. This is according to the wife of Bill Cosby, even though Bill Cosby himself has said in depositions that much of what he was accused of did indeed happen. But she's blaming the mindset that she says white women have against African-American men.
And what was it about Bill Cosby that was in the news the other day? Was it an appeal?
Yeah, that was the appeal of his sexual assault case, for which he is serving time in jail right now. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has agreed to hear appeals on the case based on witnesses that should not have been included, that the defense lawyers say should not have been included. But also a very damaging deposition in which Bill Cosby himself said that the alleged act did happen, but he only agreed to say that in the deposition if they agreed that he would not go to jail. So, you know, he's saying that that should not have been included because there was a condition on his admission in that case. I think, you know, that's, to me, that's what kind of flies in the face of what Camille Cosby is saying, that, you know, she's talking about this mindset, yet at the same time, your husband said he did what he did. You know, he gave the admission to it as long as he wouldn't go to jail for it. But he did wind up going to jail. And that's why now it's going to be in front of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to see if these conditions are valid and he should be released from jail.
Yeah, we'll see. Disney news, I heard yesterday that they were holding off on reopening in Orlando. And what else are they doing?
Disney is going to be reimagining, I guess you might say, their famous Splash Mountain ride. I don't know if you've ever been on it. It's kind of the log plume ride that has been at Disneyland forever, and they recreated it for Disney World, and I imagine the other Disney parks around the world as well. It's been a very popular ride, but part of the theme of this ride is you get in the log and you go on this little journey on the log, and it kind of is themed with the motion picture Song of the South, which originally came out in 1946. And for those who remember this movie, there are some extremely racist stereotypes in Song of the South. I think that even Disney would acknowledge that, considering that they haven't even released this film in any way in two or three decades. This film is maybe one of the most unavailable titles that there can be, because I think even Disney realizes that the images that they portray in this movie are, you know, not positive ones. So what they're going to do is reimagine the Splash Mountain ride. Instead of with being a ride through Song of the South, it's going to be a ride through the 2009 Disney animated film The Princess and the Frog. That's the movie that featured Disney's first African-American princess. So the ride will be different, whether they keep songs like Zippity Doodah and, you know, some of the others from Song of the South there, and just not have that as a theme anymore. I don't know specifically on what they're going to do. But that, you know, it's another change coming out of the Black Lives Matter movement.
Lots of those. Dean, I know you're going to suggest we watch Irresistible this weekend because actually you're one of the few reviewers who like that movie.
I'm really surprised at the mixed reviews on this film because I think it's very well written. It's very well performed. It's very well thought out. If you go into some of the reviews of the people who are trashing the movie, you can see that in some cases it's a political. The reviews are politically motivated,
mm-hmm.
and I think that this movie is so balanced. I mean, it's kind of surprising that it was written and directed by Jon Stewart, who has been an advocate mostly of liberal philosophies. This movie makes fun of liberals, makes fun of Democrats, as it does conservatives and Republicans. It's very evenly handed. Some people have said that the movie is not relevant. I can't think of anything that's more relevant than a movie about politics and how politics work and the inside story of kind of the puppets that make things happen behind the scenes in politics. That's what this movie is about. A small town farmer, Wisconsin farmer, played by Chris Cooper, goes to his town council meeting and makes an impassioned speech. It's captured on YouTube, and the video goes viral. It's seen by these high-power political pundits and consultants and operatives in Washington, D.C., and they go, wow, we need this guy. This guy represents the future of politics. And all these starched shirts converge on this little small town in Wisconsin to try to persuade this farmer to run for mayor there. They want to run his campaign, and you see you kind of see how the sausage is made, as the saying mm-hmm. goes, of how the politics work. And along the way, it's very funny. Steve Carell playing the Democratic consultant, Rose Byrne playing the Republican consultant, both of them ridiculous, both of them despicable. It's a funny movie, and it's an eye-opening movie at the same time. So I really don't understand, to each his own. Every review is one person's opinion on it. But for me, I thought it was funny and very timely. I gave it a Dean's List A. Irresistible is streaming on demand this weekend, so you can find it in many places.
All right. Give us a couple more here.
I hated the new Will Ferrell movie that's out, and that is something that's pretty universal from all the critics today.
Uh-oh.
Will Ferrell and Rachel McAdams starring in this movie called Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga. Fire Saga is an Icelandic pop duo who think that they're way more talented than they really are. And, it's just kind of another kind of stumbling, bumbling Will Ferrell movie. You've seen him do it on ice skates. You've seen him do it in Talladega Nights. This is maybe the sixth or seventh time that this is basically the same movie. And this one I did not think was funny. I gave a Dean's List D. Dave Bautista, who you know from the Guardians of Galaxy movies, has a new movie out called My Spy. He's a high-power CIA agent who goes undercover to spy on a family, and he's discovered by a 9-year-old little girl who wants to be a spy. So she kind of takes the big man under control, this killing machine, kind of partnered with a cute little girl. This is also a nothing new concept. Also a pretty flat movie. I gave that one a Dean's List D. That's on Amazon. There is a culinary reality show, which is pretty creative, called Crazy Delicious. That one is on Netflix. There is a film called Hot Game. It's a docu-series about different and unique sports from around the world, sports that we don't normally see, most of which are incredibly dangerous sports. That is called Home Game. That's on Netflix. Also, we've got Dirty Dancing that's back out right now. Nobody puts Baby in a corner for that. It's on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. And, Arlington Heights' own Sebastian Maniscalco, one of the hottest comedians on the scene right now, he just put his very first stand-up special on Amazon Prime. So if you want to see Sebastian circa 2008, for some laughs this weekend, there's another choice.
I hear that's good. We'll let Dean Richards go now because he's got to practice saying the chicks instead of Dixie Chicks whenever he talks about them now on.
I was just learning to say Lady A.
All right.
Instead of Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
So we have to relearn our, mm-hmm. our country music dictionary.
Get with the times. Happy Friday, Dean.
You too. Have a good weekend.
All right. We'll talk to you Monday.